Greetings, excellent gamers, to yet another episode of the Daily Days Podcast, that retro show that goes down all sorts of nostalgic roads. I'm Mr. Picario, your humble host on this humble quest, and today, well, this is a mini-production as I just ran out of time this week to do much more. And more bad news up front, I will be taking a break next week to further work on Pat Cottry's otherwise known as the NES Punk. I'm working on his Nintendo 64 Ultimate Guidebook, and yeah, I need to knock out a few more reviews. Anyway, this show is dedicated to the recently announced Sega Astro City Mini, a tiny Sega arcade desktop machine that will pack 36 arcade classics. Well, some are classics, some are just outright weird or obscure, but heck, I can't wait. Let's hope this comes to the US of A. Although most of the titles have not been announced yet, we know a few, including Alien Syndrome, Alien Storm, Golden Axe, Golden Axe, The Revenge of Death Adder, Dark Edge, and Virtua Fighter. There will be 36 games in total, and from what I'm hearing, $120 seems to be the ballpark figure for this device, but we'll just have to see. Anyway, to celebrate this occasion, I'm doing a mini Great Gamers quiz in which I will ask questions, one question devoted to each of the major mini systems that we've seen over the last few years, from the SNES Classic Edition to the Sega Genesis Mini. And so, here we go for question 1. For the NES Classic Edition, which three popular franchises on the NES Classic were represented with their sequels rather than their original entries? The answer, good friends, is Double Dragon, Contra, and Mega Man. Yep, we got Double Dragon 2 The Revenge, Super Contra, or Super C if you want, and Mega Man 2 instead. And while I think everybody is fine with Mega Man 2, and maybe even Double Dragon 2, I'm not sure about getting Super C over the original Contra. That was just a little bit of a bummer. Question 2. This one for the SNES Classic Edition. Which never previously released game was finally unveiled for the first time on the SNES Classic hardware, roughly 20 years past its original intended launch? The answer, of course, for all you shooter aficionados is Star Fox 2. Originally cancelled in favor of Star Fox 64, from which some of those ideas were derived, well, we finally got it on this little mini console. The system is really worth buying just for this game, even if I probably still prefer the original. Question 3, this one for the Sega Genesis Mini. Sega's mini entry includes a host of prized, hard-to-find titles, but which of the following four games sadly did not make the final cut? Phantasy Star 4, Beyond Oasis, Crusader of Senti, or Monster World 4? The answer is Crusader of Senti, a game I was truly devastated to hear would not be included with the likes of the others. Monster World 4, great. Phantasy Star 4, great. But man, Crusader of Senti is worth some hundreds of dollars now. If only Sega could have given us this wonderful Zelda clone. Question 4 goes to the PlayStation Classic. Considered a disappointment by many, the PlayStation Classic included a scant 20 games, many of which were considered mediocre. The Japanese version, however, included a handful of exclusives that made it, in the eyes of many, the superior version. Which two of the following five were unique to the Japanese machine? There's Parasite Eve, Intelligent Cube, Mr. Driller, Jumping Flash, and G. Darius. Of those five, the two exclusives to the Japanese machine were Parasite Eve and G. Darius. We actually got Mr. Driller, Jumping Flash, and Intelligent Cube here in the West. Question 5. This one dedicated to the TurboGrafx-16 Mini. The TurboGrafx-16, or PC Engine in Japan, boasts two games that are not actually games made for the system at all, but rather its ill-fated successor, the Super Graphix. What are these two unique additions? These two surprise entries as I see them include Daima Chimera, which is actually Ghosts and Goblins in Japan, and a game called Aldines, if I'm saying that right, Aldynes. The fact that Konami included these two games here, even though they're not really Turbo games at all, kinda makes you wish Sega had done the same for its Sega Genesis Mini. Why not include a Sega CD game or two, or a Sega Saturn game or two, or something from the Sega Master System? And lastly, this is a bonus question, somewhat dedicated to the Commodore 64 Mini, although this game is not actually included amongst those 64 games, so it's kind of a cheat and you probably won't get it to be honest, but it is one of my favorites, so what the heck, consider it a bonus point. Rodland. Yep, that's the Commodore 64 version of the classic Rodland, a great single-screen platformer hailing back from the early 90s. It's definitely worth a play, and I recommend either the arcade original or the Amiga version. Either one is quite sublime. So, how did you do? This is pretty much a pass-fail endeavor. So, if you got three or more right, I give you the pass, you are a star player. And if you couldn't even pull that off with one, two, or none, well...
Game over, man! It's game over!
And that does it again for this little mini episode. I will return in 2 weeks with a mega episode. Yep, I'm finally ready for my TurboGrafx-16 Mini, an in-depth review, not so much of the system itself, which I've already covered, but the games, every single game I've gone through. Ready now to give my impressions and recommendations of what's good, what's mediocre, and what should never have been included in the first place. An honest look at all 57 of the system's games. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening, everyone, and until next time, this is Mr. Picario signing off for now.